Sold? What didn't sell? How long did it take to sell? What kind of condition they were in? You need a CMA. You want to know the value of a home? There's no obligation. You just call me, your real estate expert. 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524. You'll be glad you did. You'll get great information.
Mobil Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobil Super.
This is Dr. Rick Lehman from the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine.
And I'm Andy Strickland.
Join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss how state-of-the-art medical research can impact the athlete and your family.
From youth sports to the injuries affecting your favorite professional athlete, we bring exclusive insights to sports and medicine. It's the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour, every Sunday at 5 with Dr. Rick Lehman and Andy Strickland, only on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you're invited to join us now to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, all you got to do is call 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or on most cell phones, the shortcut way would be *KTRS. The Harris Challenge brought to you every week by the guys in the Well Hungarians, who have a very busy weekend coming up. I'll tell you about that in a moment. First, let me remind you they play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. There's no cover charge there. And every Thursday night, they play at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, Illinois. There's no cover charge there, and they've got some amazing food as well. For more information, download the Well Hungarians free app or go to wellhungarians.net to find out all their tour information and more about the band. All right, that leads us right into our very first contestant today. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. Suck up to the boss. Shout out to the family. Use the time for your commercial endorsement that you've pre-planned expressly for this moment. Go ahead. The 5 seconds are all yours.
Just looking forward to a nice weekend, hoping to avoid the rain.
Okay. Well, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. See what the questions and categories look like for today. Category one is always our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two, showbiz this week. And category three, Lewis and Clark. This summer marks the 210th anniversary of their voyage up the Missouri from St. Louis. They left in May 1804. This category is all about them. So you can have that or either of the other two. What'll it be?
I'll go with Lewis and Clark.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I explain this every week because we have new listeners joining us all the time. And it's a pretty simple game. 60 seconds on the clock, 5 questions. Start with the easier ones, work your way to the harder ones, and the points go up as you go along from 1 to 5 points. So you have a maximum of 15 points, and all you have to do to win is score half of them, 7.5 points. Well, we round that up. You got to get 8 points or better to win. And if you do, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut
Shop. Donuts, donuts.
They have 2 locations, 1 in Florissant and 1 in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
And from
why is Homer angry today?
Yeah.
You know why? He hasn't had any donuts lately. That's why.
That's right. And Duff Beer. And we
if
have.
If only they made a beer flavored donut. Or a donut flavored beer.
From Werenberg Theater. We have your choice of movies. You can pick from maybe the Jersey Boys or Transformers.
Age of Extinction.
How about that?
Yeah, you can have your choice of those prizes if you get 8 points or more. Of course, if you don't get 7 points, then I'm going to have to punish you. But the good news is if you get all 15 points, we call that a clean sweep, and you get the whole package, every one of those prizes, and that's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Tom, you've chosen Lewis and Clark as your category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which one was a redhead, Lewis or Clark?
Lewis.
Clark. In what current U.S. state did Lewis and Clark finish their westward trip?
Oregon.
Correct. What was Lewis's first name?
Meriwether.
What was Clark's first name?
William.
You got them both. Here's the five-pointer. Who was the first member of the Lewis and Clark expedition to appear on a U.S. coin?
Sacagawea
had her own dollar. That's right. You know, that 50-50 on the redhead question is the only thing that kept you from getting the clean sweep. 14 points, Tom. I'm sorry?
That stinks.
Well, you're still a winner. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get whichever prize you choose. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too, Paul.
Thank you. Here's our second contestant. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Paul. I am AM and the PM.
We'd love to hear that. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, normally I give a shout-out to my wife and kids, but today I will say hello to Mom and Dad. Hello, Mom and Dad, and thanks for watching Shannon last night. She had a great time.
What are Mom and Dad's names?
Don and Thelma.
Okay. Here are the categories. Have you been paying attention? Showbiz this week, or our new third category, within 5 years. Now, I will tell you, that is not things that have happened in the last 5 years. I'm going to ask you about something from recent history, and you're going to tell me the correct year it happened, and if you're within 5 years, then you'll get the points.
I think I'll do, have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did Uruguay soccer star Luis Suarez do to get him suspended for 4 months plus a fine of over $100,000 from FIFA?
Bit of his opponent.
That's correct. In whose office were Missouri's first same-sex weddings held Wednesday?
Mayor Slay.
Correct. Which company recently showed off its first electric motorcycle?
Ooh, I'm going to pass.
Four-pointer. Why was a tall guy named Andrew Wiggins in the news this week?
He broke his foot before the draft. No. Not Andrew Wiggins.
You're close. You're very close.
He was the first person drafted in the draft.
There you go, by the Cavaliers. What was different about a man who walked into a McDonald's in Queens, New York, Wednesday in a picture that went viral? He had a knife in his back, is right. Which company recently showed off its first electric motorcycle?
Man, why don't I know this?
I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and say Tesla.
Harley Davidson.
We had it on yesterday.
Yeah.
Two in a row, missing one question.
Yesterday, Bill Cleveland was live from Harley Davidson headquarters. And if you were listening, you know that Frank is not a fan of the concept of the quiet Harley.
That's my problem. I wasn't listening yesterday.
Yeah. I'm kind of with him on that. If you have a Harley, it's supposed to be loud. But maybe they're going to get a new niche of Harley motorcycle buyers who want electric because it's more gas efficient and better for the environment. But I don't think the guys in Sturgis, South Dakota this summer are going to be riding quiet little things that go... That's right. They power up and they power down. Turn off your motorcycle. Todd, you got yourself 12 points and you're a winner. Congratulations.
All right.
Stand by and I'll meet our third contestant, and that is you, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to say hello to my lovely wife, Mary, that I'm driving down the road with right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Mary. I love you.
All right. Which category would you like? Showbiz this week, within 5 years, or movie in common, in which I name two movie stars and you tell me the first movie they did together?
Oh, I suck at movies. So how about the five-year one?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. When did Earl Tupper buy his first manufacturing plant and start making Tupperware?
1925.
42. When did the first National Couch Potato Convention take place in Lincolnwood, Illinois?
Oh, Couch Potato Festival. How about 56?
1988. When were the first windshield wipers invented?
I think they were pretty early on. 1913.
1921. You just missed. When did Paul Newman debut Newman's Own Microwave Popcorn?
Newman's Microwave Popcorn. 1990.
Oh, it was 86. You get the points. When did Anthony Fass of Philadelphia patent the first accordion? And I'm not going to make you do this one within 5 years. I'm going to give you 25 years for this one. First
How about,
accordion.
1850.
You know what? I could have let you have it with 5 years. It was 1854.
Wow.
Oh. Looked like you were off the rails for a while, but you got it back on track with the 4 and 5 pointer for a total of 9, Mike, and you are a winner.
You've got too much time on your hands coming up with some of these topics, let me tell you.
You don't know the half of it. I'm glad you called, Mike. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Paul. Amen to PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Here comes contestant number 4. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
No, not you.
Not you, Dan. No. According to the rules, you may not play. This is Dan who's on the phone.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I want to say hello to my lovely wife, Linda. Okay. Hello, Linda.
Okay.
Oh, she's right next to me. Sorry, Paul.
Which category would you like, showbiz this week or movie in common?
I don't want showbiz this week. Give me movie in common. Oh. And I don't know either one of them, so whatever.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Dan, let's play the Harris Challenge. What movie co-starred Ben Stiller and Cameron Diaz?
What's the matter with Mary?
I'll give it to you. There's something about Mary.
Something about Mary, yeah.
What movie co-starred Cameron Diaz and Jim Carrey?
Oh, my God.
You can pass if you want.
Dumb and Dumber.
The Mask. What movie co-starred Jim Carrey and Ed Harris?
Jim Carrey and Ed Harris?
What movie co-starred Ed Harris and Tom Hanks?
On Big
Apollo 13. What movie?
I knew that.
What movie co-starred Tom Hanks and Helen Hunt?
Tom Hanks and Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
Wilson!
Yeah, what if we said Tom Hanks, Helen Hunt, and Wilson?
Wilson.
No, it was...
I don't know.
It was called Castaway.
And, yeah, I knew that one, too.
And it really sucks when you know him, but your mouth won't let him out.
I didn't know any of those.
The one with Jim Carrey and Ed Harris was called The Truman Show. Underrated
that
classic.
That was the one I couldn't think of, yeah.
Yeah.
I did know, yeah.
All right, Dan, let's see. You got only the 1-pointer for coming close on There's Something About Mary, and that means I'm going to have to punish you. Last week, we talked about the movie Jersey Boys. In fact, we have tickets that we're giving away to it here today from Werenberg Theaters. And the movie was directed by Clint Eastwood. So somebody emailed me and said, I heard you talking about Clint Eastwood musicals, like he was in a musical called Paint Your Wagon.
I love that movie.
He said, do you have any samples of Clint Eastwood singing? And I said, well, it could be easy to go back and get the soundtrack of Paint Your Wagon, which didn't sound all that bad. But here's what you may not know, even if you're a Clint Eastwood fan. He made a movie in 1970 called Kelly's Heroes.
Loved it.
It's a great war movie with him and Telly Savalas and Donald Sutherland and Don Rickles. Yeah, really some good stuff in there. What you may not know is that had a theme song that was originally done by the Mike Curb Congregation called Burning Bridges. What you may also not know is that Clint Eastwood released his version as a single. This is a bad recording of it, but after all, it is almost 4.5 decades old.
Friends all tried to warn me, but I held my head up high. All the time they warned me, but I passed them by. They all tried to tell me, but I guess I didn't care. Turned my back and left them standing there.
A lot of these celebrity songs sound a lot better when the professional singers join in on the chorus. Not that much better. All right, just pause it right there in case we need it again. Dan, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope to have a good weekend. And here's our final contestant. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, how are you? I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Shout out to my sweetheart, Elaine.
Okay. The category is Showbiz This Week, Kevin. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which group covered Let It Go from Frozen at a concert in Italy last weekend? Was it One Direction, Mumford & Sons, or Pearl Jam?
Pearl Jam.
Yeah. Which network anchor person announced this week that they'd be leaving the evening news slot in September in order to do more primetime specials?
Diane Sawyer.
Correct. Which daytime TV show fired Jenny McCarthy and Sherry Shepherd yesterday?
The View.
Correct. Which star of three Transformers movies was arrested after causing a commotion at the Broadway musical Cabaret last night? It was Shia LaBeouf. Eli Wallach died this week at 98. What's the name of the famous Western he made with Clint Eastwood and Lee Van Cleef?
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's always good to end the week with a guy who knows every answer and gets the clean sweep on all the prizes that we have left, Kevin. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very, very nicely done. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS. It will not be on next Friday because we're all going to be off for July 4th, but it will return 2 weeks from today and will be sponsored by the Well Hungarians. I promised you I'd tell you where they're playing this weekend. Well, tonight and tomorrow, they're down at the lake playing at a place called Shady Gators at the Lake of the Ozarks.
That's
and
then, a fun time, too.
I'll take your word for it.
It is.
And Sunday, they're going to be playing at the Red Bud Fireman's Picnic in Red Bud, Illinois. That's Sunday evening from 7 to 10. It's an all-ages family show. So if you're looking for something to do with the kids on Sunday, the Fireman's Picnic would be the place to be. To find out about every gig the Well Hungarians do, download their free app for iPhone or Android, or check their website at wellhungarians.net.
Meet me.
Let's see how the highways look right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Dan, you're just a fun guy. You can make it fun anywhere.
I'm a mushroom.
You bet. If you're traveling westbound 44, you're going to be a little bit slow between the Merrimack River and 141. And then west of 141, you hit stop-and-go traffic out through west of Lewis Road where there's an accident. They've got it moved off to the right shoulder. Once you get beyond this accident point, then everything opens up and you look pretty good out through Six Flags. Westbound 40 stacks up from Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. You're a little heavy from 94 out through N and then from... through N, and it's going to be stop and go from that point up to Wentzville. Eastbound 270 still stacks up from Missouri Bottom through Highway 170. Southbound 170 is slowing Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40, and we have some flooding in the area. Aubuchon Road in Bridgeton is shut down due to floodwaters. This traffic report brought to you by SSM, Cardinal Glenn and Children's Medical Center. Their cardiology team is nationally ranked, and their heart surgery program having the best. Another way their love for kids just keeps on growing at SSM Cardinal Glenn and Children's Medical Center. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Larry Connors. Get ready for the most engaging nighttime radio talk show starting Monday at 9. Hot button issues, but also stories about the best of America. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
Hi, everybody. I'm Florissa Mayor Tom Schneider. With 52,000 people, we're the biggest town in the county. We love our safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. 2.5 centuries ago, French pioneers used the French word for flourishing to name our valley Florissant. In 1786, the Spanish governor named our village St. Ferdinand, which was used until June 26, 1939, when we went back to our French name, Florissant. Celebrate 75 years of a place called Florissant in the 600 block of St. Francis between Cordy's Frame Shop and our old city halls. Join our street party at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, June 25th. Then on the June 26th anniversary, we're back to work with town hall meetings at our Civic Center Theater to discuss the next 75 years for Florissant. The 4th of July concert and fireworks at the Egan Center starts our summer concert series, followed by 7 Saturday night summer concerts at St. Ferdinand Lake and 3 more Wednesday night outs in Old Town. Visit FlorissantMall.com to learn more about the beautiful city and the Valley of Flowers. And we'll see you at the celebrations.
There's nothing like walking into your house and having a place for everything. Having your house organized. Well, the best place to start is at St. Louis Closet Company, because St. Louis Closet Company will not only organize your house, they'll organize your life. St. Louis Closet Company, 100% locally owned and 100% locally operated by Jennifer Williams and her family. It's been going for years, 100% custom manufactured closets here in St. Louis by a local company. St. Louis Closet Company will customize your kids' closets, your pantry, your laundry rooms, even Murphy beds. You want to save space? Murphy Beds is a great way to add an extra bed into the home. To find out more, stlouisclosetco.com. That's stlouisclosetco.com. Remember, you want to support local businesses? St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated. 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
How's your teeth? I got an offer for you. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care is welcoming a new dentist into the practice, Dr. Nudak. And Dr. Nudak, for a limited time only, has some extra capacity because she's new and she's starting her business with Bowen Dental Care. So for a limited time, 20% off all new patients that call and see Dr. Nudak. That's an unbelievable deal. Maybe you haven't been to the dentist in a while and you're thinking, you know what, I really need to go. Dr. Nudak will sit you down and take care of you. She's an expert when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, porcelain crowns, veneers, pediatrics, preventative care, you name it, she can handle it. So for the family dentistry, where are you thinking? Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. If you're a longtime customer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're not, come on over. 20% discount on all new patients. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care right there on Dunn Road in Florissant or BowenDentalCare.com.
It's food. It's food. It's drinks. It's drinks. It's the World Cup. It's Estancia Mexican Restaurant in Chesterfield. Now your home for World Cup matches. Estancia Mexican Restaurant is the perfect place to take it all in. Estancia is known for their southwestern ambiance, their south-of-the-border dishes, and now a great place to take in the World Cup matches. That's Estancia Mexican Restaurant on Chesterfield Airport Road. For more, go to EstanciaSTL.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery and $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. If you are looking for a great place to go for dinner, or if you just want to stop off someplace and get some great food to take home for dinner, or some stuff to have for lunch or brunch over the weekend, well, if you're in the Chesterfield Valley on Highway 40, these two places are right next to each other. Under the same roof, the roof with the pig on top. It's Annie Gunn's, great sit-down restaurant, great chef, great food there. And next to it, the Smokehouse Market. My wife and I get takeout from the Smokehouse all the time. Sandwiches and meats and salads and all sorts of stuff. I do have one complaint with the Smokehouse Market. I probably shouldn't say this because they're a sponsor. They don't want to hear about complaints. But if they don't stop putting those chocolate chip cookies next to the cash register, I'm going to weigh 800 pounds. Holy cow, those things are good. We're happy to have them as a sponsor here on the Big 550 KTRS. What are we doing, Dan?
We got him. He's ready.
He's ready to go. Let's go to Hollywood. Here's Mike Evans.
Hi, Evan.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Dan. And hi.
Hey, Dan.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Yeah, me too.
What's going on in St. Louis today?
Just working towards the weekend. That's it. Nothing else.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I might write boy. A song, working for the weekend or something.
Something like that. That sounds
Everybody's
good.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
You go for it, lover boy.
I don't like that one.
No.
Pacquiao's question, golf guru, Butch Harmon, was Tiger Woods' coach and instructor for years, and Butch says he has a 13-year-old golf prodigy student now who has a very famous mom who takes her son golfing to his golfing lessons every day. Name the name of the star with a prodigy golf son. Is it Gwen Stefani?
Yeah.
Shania Twain? Celine Dion? Why the long face, Celine?
No.
Thank you. Anyway.
No.
Anyway.
Pop movie review. Begin Again. Did you see it yet?
I missed it because I was at James Taylor in concert on Tuesday night, and that's when they had the screening here in St. Louis. But
was Carole King with him?
No, not on this tour. But man, he was fantastic. You've seen him, haven't you?
I saw the Carole King, James Taylor. We had front row seats at the Honda Center. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was great. I've never been a huge James Taylor, Carole King fan, but Cheryl loves them. So it was. She enjoyed it. I enjoyed it too. It was good.
Yeah, we had it was a beautiful night here. Very little humidity, and
where was it?
Outdoors at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
Oh yeah.
So it was great. So that's why I didn't get to go see Begin Again, but I do want to see it.
Begin Again is about college sweethearts Keira Knightley and Adam Levine, who write songs and dream of stardom as they head to New York together. But when they arrive as a team, things change. This has some great music in it. Rated R, good story, 100 minutes, 3 stars.
That's from the same guy who did Once, isn't it?
And what great music. I was actually going to bring up Once, which I thought was a great movie, and of course, one of the greatest songs ever written won an Academy Award.
Yeah, Falling Slowly. Did you see the musical version of that, the Broadway version?
I did not.
It came to the Fox a couple months ago, and we went to see it. Terrific. If it comes out there, you got to go see it.
I'll really
good.
I'll do it. Cheryl's favorite song, I think, is Falling Softly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another movie review, the new
Transformers.
Transformers.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've never seen any Transformers, and I never
Way
will.
Way too long.
That's what I hear, 2:45.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? And so confusing. I still don't know what the hell it was about. And loud. And I've never seen so much blatant product placement in a movie in my life. At one point, there's a wreck involving a Bud Light truck, and Mark Ruffalo goes over to the truck and pulls out a Bud Light, opens it, drinks it, and holds it up to the camera.
Oh.
And this goes on and on. So the product placement in this movie is actually embarrassing. I bet you they made $50 million in product placement on this movie.
Colin told me that when he went to the screening here, the screening was presented by one of the companies whose truck gets turned into a Transformer in the movie.
There you go.
And I refuse to say their name because they ain't paying me.
Good, good. I'm not going to bring it up either. Another New York Post headline. You know I love them New York Post headlines.
Yeah.
Story about a 6'1", 92-pound rail thin runway model. Her name is Mary Jean Conniff, who was caught shoplifting a cake, 92 pounds, 6'1". New York Post headline screams, hunger shames.
That's good.
I like it. Yeah. New York Post headlines, you know I love them. You know I love them. TV News, Vanilla Ice will host next Thursday night's Throwback Thursday on the National Geographic Channel. It's a great look at the 1990s, from O.J. to Seinfeld to why? Of course, I'm talking about the Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding incident.
Yep.
A lot of things that happened in the 90s that you may have forgotten, but you'll remember when you see the show. I cannot recommend it strongly enough. Writers for reality shows, Pawn Stars, Real Housewives, The Bachelor, Teen Mom, and others are demanding union pay. They say they work the same number of hours, sometimes more, as scripted show writers work. Why aren't they getting the same pay? It certainly tells you a lot about, quote, reality shows, unquote.
Speaking of The Bachelor, they're doing a contestant search in St. Louis today.
I think
until like 8 o'clock tonight.
You going to go for it?
I think McGraw is already representing the radio station. He loves that show.
There you go.
And if he weren't 60 years old, he probably would have been on it by now.
Yeah. Told You Big Brother was a good show, was number one Wednesday night. Told You Diane Sawyer months ago, she's on her way out at ABC Anchor, but now you know she's gone. Told You Tiger Woods might not do too well at his return this week to golf. He did not make the cut. 8 over. Just played bad. Currently in 103rd place.
Wow.
Not good. And who has a 13-year-old son that is a golf prodigy? Is it Celine Dion, Shania Twain, or Gwen Stefani?
Before we answer, I got to ask you one question because I know you're really into golf, and that Michelle Wee won that U.S. Women's Open last weekend.
Yes.
She's 20.
Who's a friend?
She's 24 now.
I know.
I wonder if that 11-year-old Lucy Lee said, "Congratulations, old lady." How often do you have a sporting event where the winner is twice as old as one of the participants? I'm going to say Shania Twain.
I'm going to go Shania.
I'll say Celine Dion.
The answer is Celine Dion. And finally. Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play a day. Aloha Friday.
Bogey.
Tell him, Bogey. Lydia Kalani, Lani, Anio, Gay, Ella, Kuina, Kaka, Ai, Hui, Hui, Ho, Chiluwe, Kabiki, Kaka,
Wow.
It's
been a long time since we had the duet with the only dog with a Hawaiian accent.
Yeah.
Mike Evans is brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Okay, let's span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Sussex, England, where Mustaga Azim loves the Indian food at a restaurant called Chilcha. He eats there so often that when he was headed to Brazil this week for the World Cup, he decided to take some of Chilcha's food with him. And I don't mean in a doggy bag. He asked the owner of the restaurant to provide curry dishes for 12 of his friends during the tournament. Now, remember, the World Cup's in Rio, and he lives in Sussex, England. That's where the restaurant is. So in order to make it happen, Azim, who happens to own an aircraft company called Imperial Air Salvage, chartered a plane so he could pick up the takeout. He paid for the curry and the charter flight and the flight to Brazil and the landing fees and the other transportation costs. Azim first tasted Chilcha's food while he was working on the Tom Cruise film, The Edge of Tomorrow, where the restaurant's owner was serving as a caterer, when a reporter asked Azim why he was willing to spend more than $7,000 for a takeout order from one continent to another, Azim replied, "We're from Bangladesh, and on a regular basis we eat curry and rice and fish as part of our diet, and there's not a single restaurant in Brazil that does it." God forbid when you're out of the country you eat some other kind of food. Rich people. Now we go to Berlin, New Jersey, where Andrea DiGirolamo, Andrea D, has filed a lawsuit against her former employer that alleges she was discriminated against by not being allowed to change her hours at work to avoid driving in rush hour traffic. According to her lawsuit, the anxiety she experienced while driving to work at Fulton Financial as a marketing consultant was extreme enough to qualify her as being disabled. She, quote, "began to feel great anxiety and depression, which was especially aggravated by crowded roadways experienced during the heavy traffic of rush hour," unquote. Well, welcome to America, Andrea. She took medical leave of absence in August of 2012, and when she got back to work in November of that year, she asked to change her schedule so she could avoid rush hour. The company said, "Well, we can't do that, but we can give you a clerical position instead, so your stress level will be lower." She objected to that, and so they said, "Well, then we don't have a job for you. You're fired." And so now she's suing, claiming they fired a disabled person. Unspecified financial damages. In London, England, An American who likes Islamic art wanted to go to the Spanish city of Granada. I'm sorry, it's Granada? Well, whatever it is, it's the one in Portugal. No, wait, he was in Portugal. See, I'm actually not the one confused here. I know where he wanted to go. He wanted to go to Granada, Spain. But British Airways sent him to Granada in the Caribbean instead. I'm serious when I tell you that all of these countries are involved with this guy, Edward Gamson, who expected to be on a two-hour British Airways flight from London to Spain, ended up on a nine-hour trip to the Caribbean with his partner. They only noticed what was happening when they looked at the electronic map on the in-flight entertainment system, and by then, they were in the air and it was too late. They never made it to Spain. The airline refused to reimburse their $4,500 in first-class tickets, so they brought the matter to court. The airline did offer them $376 each and 50,000 frequent flyer miles, but that wasn't enough to offset the $34,000 they'd already invested in the truncated trip. And we finished today in Muskegon, Michigan, where sheriff's deputies in two patrol cars were investigating reports about a man breaking into homes when the cops came across Calquan Burr, who was carrying a four-foot-long pipe. And I've seen the dash camera video of this. When he sees the police car, he charges the first cruiser. And the cop in the car has no time to react before he jumps on the hood of the car and smashes the windshield with the pipe. When the two deputies finally got him subdued, the 20-year-old Burr told him he could have tackled that car and crushed it if he wanted to. Unquote. He also claimed he was from the planet Zoltron and that his father sent him. You will not be surprised to hear that police think he was on some mind-altering drugs, especially when a witness said he was talking about seeing blue orbits. I'm not sure exactly what drug that was, but somebody get Walter White on the phone. He was charged with malicious destruction of property, damaging police property, assault, and other charges. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS. Now, before we go, I have to tell one more story here. Unfortunately, because it's the World Cup, we've been given extra time, or I guess you call it stoppage time.
Right.
Yeah.
Apparently earlier, when Colin Jeffrey was mumbling about the Transformers, we didn't stop the clock.
We got a plus three.
We got plus three.
Yep.
Hey, Ian's our referee. So I want to tell you about a story I read this week about copywriting tattoos. Now, if you go back 20 years, even 25 years ago, not nearly as many people had tattoos. They really became much more popular with the millennial generation. And lots of people have them, both big and small. And you see a lot of people who have them all over the place, particularly sports stars. And I guess Colin Kaepernick of the San Francisco 49ers would probably be one of the most tattooed sports stars that we know. Well, what happens when they put him on the cover of Madden from EA Sports? Who owns the copyright to the tattoos on his body? Does Colin Kaepernick own them? Can EA Sports use them without the permission of the tattoo artist? It wasn't just with him, but also with a guy named Carlos Condit, who is the ultimate fighting champion, who has a large scowling lion on his right rib cage. And of course, when you're in the UFC, you don't wear a shirt in your sport. So every time he fights, people see that. And so when they make a video game that includes him, of course it has to include his tattoo, right? Not if you're tattoo artist Chris Escobedo, who created that scowling lion tattoo. And when he saw the video game from THQ Inc., he sued, saying they're doing it without consulting me or any other of the original artists, and that's what makes it illegal. I'm the little guy in this situation. And so they fought back and forth until the company finally settled with him. By the way, that video game company is now out of business. EA Sports ended up settling with Condit by leaving out the lion when they put they settled with Escobedo by leaving out the lion when they put Carlos Condit in their newest UFC video. And then there was the lawsuit from a guy here in Missouri, Victor Whitmill, who sued Warner Brothers when they came out with The Hangover Part 2 back in 2011, because in that movie, Ed Helms gets the Mike Tyson tattoo on his face. And who created that? Victor Whitmill here in Missouri. He drew that originally on Mike Tyson, but he never gave permission for it to be drawn on somebody else's face and then used on film. And so he sued them. And at one point, Warner Brothers said, well, Judge, we will digitally erase the tattoo in the DVD version if the litigation drags on, but at least let us release the movie, because the lawsuit was filed just before The Hangover Part 2 came out. And so the judge let that happen, and then when the settlement didn't come through, Warner Brothers had to write an even bigger check to this guy. Now, some other tattoo artists say it's ridiculous. Once somebody pays me for the tattoo, they own it on their own body. It's their skin, after all, even if it is my art. But other tattoo artists say, we're artists here just like anybody else, and it doesn't matter what the canvas is made of. If it's skin, it's still my art, and I should be paid for it. So you know what EA Sports is doing now for the Madden franchise going forward? They're making the athletes go back to the tattoo artists and get a release. Otherwise, those athletes will never be on the cover of a Madden game with EA.
Ooh.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
And that is the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon Friday edition for this week. I'm Paul Harris. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Tim and everybody else here, thanks so much for listening.
All right, let's get a final check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Most of the highways are running pretty well. We do have a problem on westbound 44. You've got an accident at Bowles that's blocking the left lane, or partially blocking the left lane. And then they're still working with this accident west of Lewis Road. It's on the right shoulder, and it's also pouring down rain out there. So traffic is jamming up from the Merrimack River all the way out to west of Lewis Road, almost to 109 before things finally break loose. On westbound 40, you'll find slow traffic now from the Spirit Overpass, and that goes all the way out to Wentzville at Highway 70. Some stop-and-go traffic there. Same thing with westbound 70. You're slowing from 79 out through Bryan Road, where it becomes stop-and-go through Highway 40. And eastbound 270 is still jamming up approaching McDonald through New Florissant. This report brought to you by the Illinois Department of Public Health. Treating HIV lowers the chance of passing on the virus by up to 95%. Take the test. Take control on June 27th, National HIV Testing Day. Text the word EVENT to 36363 for free HIV testing events near you. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Erin O'Neill Hayes. I had a great time filling in for Kelly Jackson, so much so I'm not leaving. Just kidding. She'll be back Monday morning with McGraw live on local news updates. Listen for check-ins with Gail Pennington, Talking Television, and David Stokes from the Show Me Institute. It's McGraw Live starting at 6 a.m. Monday morning on the Big 550 KTRS.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Well, how about less than 50 cents a day? That's how little it could cost Alan for a 10-year, $400,000 policy through SelectQuote. Alan is a 29-year-old father in excellent health, and he's just one of hundreds of people we find affordable life insurance for every week. I'm Harold Harse, a SelectQuote agent. Like you, if something happened to me, my family would be in big trouble. That's why I have life insurance, and that's why everyone at SelectQuote will go to bat for you to get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Make that call. Sleep well tonight.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-5737. That's 1-800-900-5737. 1-800-900-5737. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, it's Friday.
So what?
Well, tomorrow we're on the air again.
Again?
Every Saturday.
When?
Unless we're not here.
No, we're here.
This Saturday on the Inside Out Show.
This Saturday we're here.
When you call in, you get information about either growing something, killing something, fixing something, rebuilding something.
What time do I have to show up?
11 o'clock to 1 o'clock every Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
All the information you'll need to do stuff around the house. That's the Inside Out Show.
I'm Jim.
I'm John. We'll see you then on the Big 550 KTRS.
The average retirement lasts 30 years. 30 years. For some, they will be retired longer than the span of their career, so it's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. This is Lori Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. We can develop a predictable yet flexible retirement income plan for you, allowing you to spend with confidence while you maintain your lifestyle and follow your dreams during retirement. Let's not forget about the downturn of 2008 and 2009. If you are about to retire or are already retired, it might be a good time to take a second look at your retirement plan and goals. We have the experience in building retirement plans that can help balance your portfolio and give you a steady, predictable, and guaranteed income stream. Call me now and find out if these solutions would be right for you. 314-909-1116. 314-909-1116. Let us take a second look at your retirement plan. 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products.
Do you want to know what Larry Connors thinks of the IRS? Listen Monday night starting at 9 p.m. Larry Connors USA. Legally not allowed to speak until now. Weeknights on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Tonight at 6, a woman is dead in the Metro East after someone busted into her home. Two people are dead in the North St. Louis County house fire. Why authorities didn't know there was a fire on scene until they responded. A local man who took a flight from St. Louis to Denver landed in trouble with the feds.
The St. Louis Police Department is sending out an SOS. It's a safety outreach summer. I'll tell you how your child can attend this free camp.
First on Fox, it's been a deadly and violent day in and around the St. Louis area. Police tell us two men arrived at the Central Patrol headquarters in the city just before 4 o'clock this afternoon after a shooting at 14th and Cass. The passenger in that car suffered upper body injuries and has died. The driver is still able to communicate with authorities. Anyone with information is asked to contact the police. A Cahokia woman.